You can begin this experience by finding a quiet place and selecting a comfortable piece of furniture to support your body. It might be a good idea to turn off the ringer of the telephone and to inform your family or colleagues that you'd like to be undisturbed for a while. Now take a moment to allow yourself to really settle in and position your body in a way that is most comfortable for you. And I wonder if you'd be willing to orient to going inside for a while. Beginning this process of going inside by simply scanning the body and noticing any tension. That's right. And now, extend your right arm straight in front of you and make a fist. And imagine that any tension in your body, from head to toe, is gathering into that fist. Now continue to keep your arm extended straight out in front of you as you begin to stare at the fist of your hand. And as you continue to stare, you can listen very carefully to my voice. That's right. Just staring at the surface of your hand and listening to my voice. And I'd like you to pretend something. I'd like you to pretend that there is lead weight on your right wrist. Lead weight. And because there is weight on your wrist and arm are beginning to get heavy. Heavy. Now, I'm not sure when you'll forget to remember that you're pretending that your arm is heavy, or when your arm will really start to feel heavy. But I do know that after a while, anyone's arm can get heavy simply with the force of gravity. And let's help that heaviness along by pretending that we are putting more and more weight around your wrists so that your wrist and arm become so heavy, so that you can really feel that arm wanting to come down all by itself. And I wonder if you can wait to close your eyes until your arm is all the way down to your side. Or perhaps those eyes are already closed. It doesn't really matter. That's right. Waiting or not waiting to close your eyes. Waiting or not waiting to go all the way into trance until your arm is all the way down. All the way down. Now. Good. And doesn't that feel nice? To close your eyes all the way now. And go all the way down into a comfortable and pleasant state. Now. And would you like to go even deeper? Even deeper into a state of comfort. And you can do so by focusing on your breath. That's right. And as you continue to breathe so easily and effortlessly, breathing in comfort, breathing out tension. tension. You can allow your body to be twice as relaxed as before. Twice as relaxed. That's right. And as soon as this slow, special breathing has enabled you to fully and deeply relax, just let your body begin to breathe itself. And as you quiet the body with your breath, your mind can be quiet as well. Quiet and still. So still. Continuing to focus on your breath. Not even needing to change your breath. Just noticing it. And as you do, I wonder what you'll observe. Do you notice the texture of the breath? The rhythm of the breath? The pace of the breath? And as you notice your breath, from time to time, your mind will wander, which is the nature of your mind, but you can gently guide it back to your breath, back to your breath, and back to the sound of my voice, guiding you, guiding you as you glide you into a deeper state of relaxation. And as you notice your breath, perhaps there's a place of silence between inhalation and exhalation. Perhaps a place of silence between exhalation and inhalation. Perhaps in the silence, there is also a place of inspiration. In that place of quietness, and it doesn't really matter exactly what you notice. All that does matter is that you focus very carefully on your breath. On your breath. And as you do, allow the rest of the world to simply float, float away. That's right. And you can let go of other sounds other than the sound of my voice. That's right. Following the breath. And as you do, allowing the breath to take you little by little inside, inside yourself to a place of quiet with progressively increasing absorption. And your mind may already be quieting down, enjoying the stillness that inevitably comes when you follow the breath. And in this stillness, it becomes easier and easier to utilize images that take you into deeper contact with the self. And as you do, it can be such a relief to simply let go. Let go. Can it not? Letting go more and more, yet holding on to certain very pleasurable sensations. As you get very focused on the wonderfully pleasant sensations of relaxing into what seems to be a soft airbed of supportive comfort, serene comfort, quiet, restful comfort, as you continue to let the body breathe itself, the air, soft air, floating in and out, in and out, floating in your body, through your body, and a familiar image to you is a stairway. And you have gone down many steps in your life now, haven't you? And perhaps you can imagine a particularly beautiful stairway right now. And you can wonder what it looks like. And I wonder if there can be a nice wood railing to support your hand, to support you when you descend down the staircase in a moment or two, but not quite yet. And perhaps there's a plush, lovely looking carpeting that is so soft under your feet, and it feels so good to step upon. Or maybe the staircase is made of something else, and I don't know if the staircase in your imagination goes straight down in an orderly fashion, or whether it's a circular staircase winding round and round. What would please you? Take some time to envision that staircase. And it really doesn't matter what it looks like. All that matters is that you really create something pleasing, a pleasing staircase in your mind's eye that you are open to allowing to deepen your relaxation as I count downward from 20, to one. And now imagine yourself at the top of the stairs, on the top landing. As I start to count downward, you can pretend with your imagination that you are stepping down the stairs. And when you step down the stairs, you can look forward to feeling even more comfortable, even more comfortable, beginning now. 20, taking the first step down. Each number allowing you to go even deeper into complete relaxation. Already feeling a downward movement. 2019. Drifting down, letting go. Easy relaxation occurring as you drift down into the shoulders and neck at first. And then as you go down, 18, 17, 16, allow the shoulders to just let go. 15. Allowing any unnecessary tension to simply melt. Melt, melt away like butter melting in a pan, melting and going down more stairs. 15, 14, 13, and as you do, breathing into the neck and letting go, letting go, letting a warm wave of relaxation, undulating relaxation through your neck so limp and relaxed. And you go deeper down. 12, 11, relaxing your eyes and your temples. Forehead smoothing, smoothing, smoothing. Soft forehead muscles and 10, halfway down. Halfway down. And twice as relaxed. Nice to be twice as relaxed. And only halfway down the stairway. 9, 8, and 7. Descending down. Muscles in your stomach relaxing. With comfort spreading. Spreading waves of deep muscle relaxation across your chest and your back, and you go down more and more, feet sinking into the carpeting. 6, 5, 4, giving yourself permission to drift down. Drift down and let go. Letting go. 3. Continuing. Comfort. Shoulders relaxed. Neck so much of your body can be deeply, deeply comfortable. That's so good. Almost there. Two and unto your neck and gums and lips and cheeks relax. And we're almost there. Almost there. And one. One. All the way down into that secure state of relaxation, of transformation. Now. And in this comfortable state, this deeply relaxed state, I wonder if you can continue to use the power of your imagination to picture yourself walking down a hallway. Walking down a hallway. Sensing yourself heading in just the right direction. Just the right direction. And however you sense this movement is just fine. And perhaps you can imagine that as you are walking down the hallway, you see a door with a doorknob. And maybe you can mentally sense touching the doorknob and turning it to open the door. And I wonder if you'd like to open the door and discover that you are entering a special room, a safe room, a retreat room. And you can look around this room, and as you do, you can enjoy decorating it so it will be especially pleasing and comforting for you. Take some time to decorate the room just as you'd like. You are the creator, the designer of this image, so perhaps you can take a special enjoyment in selecting the furnishings just as you'd like, picking the right colors, just the right textures, just the right furnishings that are pleasing to you. And can you see the colors and hear the sounds and feel the feelings you'd like to feel in this room? And perhaps now you might like to sit down in your room, in a comfortable chair, or on a couch, or in the bed. Taking a special enjoyment in discovering how nice it is to sit or lie down and to rest. And as you mentally sense yourself resting in this lovely room, you can experience a feeling of soothing comfort. And isn't it a pleasure to have a room of your own where you can rest and dream and attend to a growing sense of peace, far away from your everyday concerns? And this is a room where you can begin a process of self-management that can change your thinking, change your reactions, and little by little change your life. This is your retreat room. And all you need to do is rest in your room and discover how good it is to relax there, connecting to a deep and profound stillness. And you don't have to move, and you don't have to talk, and you don't have to do anything at all except to allow yourself to connect inward to the self, to that quiet place in the self from which healing arises, where you can be with the inner core of the self. And there is the possibility of moving into the highest level of your functioning as you continue to listen to my voice. You can continue to hear your inner voice, my voice, your voice, my voice, guiding you to connection to your own quiet voice. Or you can let go of my voice. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is that the comfort continues. Yes, the comfort, as you continue to connect to the quietness, to the stillness, body motionless and still. Yes. Deeply continuing to go inside to that place of quietness, of safe solitude, alone with a voice guiding you along as you slide along more smoothly, more deeply, more and more deeply, and you can rest. Yes, rest. Resting your mind. Resting your mind and the rest of your body deeply. That's right. And now even deeper if you wish. And can you appreciate the stillness? The absolute stillness that allows you to retreat from the world in your own room. For a few moments, which can seem like a few hours, giving you the benefits of hours of rest. That's right, resting comfortably in your room. And in this lovely room, there is a desk. And on that desk is a big dial. Imagine that there is a dial, and on that dial is a needle. And the needle points to your current level of anxiety on a scale of 0 to 11. And as you look at the dial, you know that the needle could point or should point to a lower level that is appropriate to your situation. Now think of some event or some situation that you might be worried about, or perhaps simply a stressor that is really just an inconvenience, yet you might experience it with too much intensity. And as you think of the event, notice what number the needle on the dial is registering. And you can use the power of your imagination to dial the number down to just where you would like it to be in alignment with just the right level of tension that this concern merits. And as you think of this event, notice what number the needle of the dial is registering. Is it higher than it should be? If so, you can use the power of your imagination to dial the number down. Dial the number down to just where you would like it to be in alignment with just the right level. Just the right level of tension that this concern merits. Your unconscious mind, or the deeper part of your mind, will advise you as to just the right level of reaction. This concern needs for you to be effective and focused and very relaxed. It may be that no reactivity is in your best interest. Or maybe you need just a little bit of tension to handle this situation. And now take 3 deep breaths slowly in and out. In and out. In and out. Relaxing again. And a little bit more. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. More and more. Deeply relaxed. And see the situation that was upsetting or worrying you. And see the needle moving down now. Moving down where it should be. Moving it down. Maybe even sensing that your fingers are turning a knob that moves the needle down now. Dialing it down. And isn't it nice to know, to discover that you are in charge? That you can dial down your fears with the power of your mind. The power of your imagination. And from time to time, you may discover that the stress of an event or a relationship or some unavoidable challenge has come into your life. And you can be comforted to know that you can determine how much you'll react, or even if you react at all. And each time, you dial down, it will become easier and easier to feel in charge, to be in charge. And you might say the phrase, I am in charge of my response. Saying that phrase to yourself now 3 times. And as you do, remember it. Or you may choose another phrase that is exactly what you need to hear from yourself. So go ahead, and it really doesn't matter if it's my phrase or your phrase. Just say your phrase now 3 times. That's right. And every event that is stressful or challenging provides you with an opportunity for you to practice your ability to be in charge of your reactions, in charge of your reactions, and to dial down your reactions to an appropriate level. And you can take a moment now to anticipate practicing self-hypnosis several times a day, and particularly on those occasions when you can feel that your tension level is higher than you wish. Now I'm going to be quiet while you see yourself practicing a calming breath. Visualizing your safe, quiet room with its desk, with its dial, and seeing yourself intentionally dialing down once again. And as you continue to relax deeper and deeper into the stillness, and continue to learn more and more how to let your mind go still, to rest quietly, and even luxuriate in the stillness. Take some time now to just enjoy connecting with this wise, receptive part of you. That's right. That's right. And isn't it particularly comforting to know that you have an intervention that you can use whenever you wish? Learning to use the power of your mind to change the way you think, the way you feel, the way you act and react, and inoculating yourself to handle whatever comes forward in your life. And sooner or later, I don't know just when, you'll start feeling that you are more resilient to life's inevitable challenges. But I do know that each time that you dial down your anxiety, you will connect to your innate ability of your mind to control your reactions, and you will continue to discover the emerging power of the self. Now you can begin the process of returning to normal consciousness. Perhaps you can move your fingers and wake them up a bit first, followed by your arms, discovering that your arms can wake up too. And when you're ready, but not before, you can open your eyes and come all the way back, alert and refreshed and relaxed.